9, 21. But so here we go. Look in verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. And he saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. So my heart look in verse 15, where he says, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I want to preach tonight on more than these. He is dealing with Simon Peter directly. There's no doubt that what he says applies to the other disciples, and it does to us tonight. And he deals with the main thing, the most important thing, the primary thing of the Christian walk. And that is, how much do we love Jesus? How much do we love God? Where does he come with the priorities of our life? Jesus said, Do you love me more than these? And notice what he says. He calls him Simon. He does not call him Peter. Simon takes him back to the old life, before he was called Peter, the rock. To say the least, Peter has not been a rock spiritually for a while. He denied the Lord. Then, as we find in these verses, he goes fishing. He says, I'm going back and just go back to my career, my work, my business. So Jesus reminds him with his one word, with his one name, you're not where you should be. And he asks the question that's more searching than any other question he could have asked. How much do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Well, I say tonight, to know God is to love him. Anytime you want to enhance your love for something or someone, the way you do it is to examine that person or that thing, at least usually. Sometimes that'll backfire on you. But the more you know about them, the more you care about them, the more you love. That surely is true of God. The more you know about him, the more you will love him. That's why it's so important that we stay in the Word. For we know about him, we learn about him by getting into this Word and then by living life, life experience, and how God works with us and helps us and speaks to us and convicts us. In that process, we're learning more about him. And no doubt about it, the more we know about him, the more we will love him. In addressing this subject tonight, I want to deal first with there's a command involved. Notice what he says in verse 15. He says to Peter, after he asks, Do you love me more than these? He says to him, he commands him, Feed my lambs. He is saying this, If you really love me, prove it by how you act and what you do. This is a command that comes from the Lord to Peter. Peter has just said, Sure, I love you. We'll look at that later. But he says, Jesus says, If you really do love me, don't just say it, prove it. There's a command involved with us loving God. Loving God, especially the agape love of the Bible, is more than an emotion. In our day, love means ooey-gooey, frills and chills, and there's a part of that. But the Bible love, the agape love, the God love is a love that's shown by doing what we should, by living as we should. It is more than emotion. It is what we do that proves if we love Him or not. In other words, if we love Him, we will obey His commands. All through the Bible, God connects love with obedience, love with showing it by how we do. There's a command involved with us loving God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, another time, if any man love me, he will keep my words. If we love Him, we desire to please Him. And the only way we can please Him is by doing what He says, His commandments. But we don't do it out of obligation. Well, I got to. If I don't, He'll deal with me. We do what we do if we love Him, not out of obligation, I must. It's my responsibility, or out of fear, if I don't do it, He's going to get me and I'll be sorry. We do what we do. We obey Him. We follow His commandments because we love Him. We really want to. Here's what 1 John 5:3 says. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. John said, notice who said that. John the disciple, the one who he always said whom Jesus loved, the one of the 12 that shows forth his love for Jesus more than any other, including Peter. And John said, this is the love of God, to keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. He is saying, I don't struggle with doing what God wants. I want to do what God wants. And if we love Him, we will want to please Him. And pleasing Him means we do what He wants. I'm talking about the commandment involved. Doing what God says because you want to. Here's a young couple just got married. The wife works and cooks and cleans, and she doesn't mind it. In fact, she's glad to, because she loves that husband. And the husband goes to work and fixes things that tear up and works and does and goes and all that, and he doesn't mind it all because he loves that woman he married. That's what love for God is like. We do what we do because we want to, because we love Him, and we're glad to. It is not hard. It is not grievous. It is not something we despise or neglect. I'm talking tonight about more than these, loving God more than anything or anyone. There's a command involved. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will. I delight to do thy will. And he continues, oh my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I love your word. I love doing your word because I love you. I delight in doing what you desire of me. To be honest, the amount that we love anything or anyone is revealed by our actions. If you love your spouse, it will be revealed by how you treat them. If you love your dog, it will be revealed by how you treat them. That's what God says about Him. If you love me, you will show me by doing what I ask you to do, and not because you've got to, because you want to. Somebody came and asked Jesus, which is the great commandment? And He said, here's the great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
Imagine that. Of all the commandments we can find in this Bible that God has told us, do this, don't do that. Of all the list of things He has told us to do, He said, the first thing I want you to do is love me. That's the first commandment. Oh, I'm saying tonight, we need to love Him. And if we love Him, it will be revealed by what we do. He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Instead of breaking those three things down, I can summarize it by saying this. Love Him with everything you have. Heart, soul, mind. At another place He says strength. Love Him with everything. Put Him first. An undivided love. Feelings and thoughts and desires and obedience. What we do shows we love Him. A command involves what we do. A command involves what we don't do. He did not only say, do this, He also said, don't do that. Both are commands. And He said, if you want to show me how much you love me, do what I told you to do. And then implied is, don't do what I told you not to do. A command's involved. He said, don't do some things. Now, if you love somebody, you try to avoid hurting them. In other words, if there's something you could say and maybe even want to say, but you know it would hurt them, if you love them, you don't say it. You don't say it. Or there may be something you want to do, but you know it would hurt them or maybe even anger them. Because you love them, you don't do it. I'm talking about not only what we do, but what we don't do to prove to God that we love Him. Again, 1 John 2:15, our loved disciple John, love not the world, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He's not only said what we are to love, He said there's some things we are not to love. Both are commands that prove whether we love God or how much we love God. One thing's for certain, we cannot make ourselves love God. You cannot make someone love you. If you try to make someone love you, more than likely they will take advantage of you and they will think less of you instead of more. The same thing's true about we cannot make ourselves love someone. Now, God has told us, He has, yes, commanded us to love Him. But I have just said, we can't do that on our own. But guess what? Just like every command that God has given, He not only commands us to do it, He makes the way and enables us to do it. Anytime God tells a man or a woman something to do, He not only tells them to do it, He enables them to do it through His power, through His strength. And so it is with us loving Him. Romans 15:30 talks about the love of the Spirit, which means there's a love that the Holy Spirit generates in our heart for things that are right and pure, but also for God. Also, we talk about in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. The evidence, the fruit, if there's an apple tree, there's an apple because there's an apple tree. It proves there's an apple tree. And the Holy Spirit has fruit, which proves He's in us and working through us, just like the apple tree is the result of branches and trunks and nutrients, and it brings forth the apple. And the Holy Spirit, part of His fruit in us, is love. to where he creates love for God even in us. Fruit is a natural result of the tree bearing. And love and all the other parts of the fruit that we find in Galatians is the evidence of the Holy Spirit in us that we have yielded to. That apple is there not because it got on the limb and said, grow, 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 grow. No, it yielded. It received. And that's how it is for us to love God. Oh, Lord, help me love you. Oh, God, I give myself to you. I surrender myself to your work. And the Holy Spirit then works through us. It is not our striving or our trying. It's us submitting and yielding, and he does the work. Jesus said it like this, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, including love for God. I have mentioned first, there's a commandment involved with this love for God. This more than these. I want to mention this and I'll be done. There's not only commandment involved, there's a comparison involved. He said, do you love me more than these? Now, Brother Jack mentioned this briefly when he was preaching the other night or the other day, and I will say the same thing, and I would have anyway. The question is, when he said, do you love me more than these? What is the these? Some say it's the fish because they have been fishing, and miraculously now they have caught a large sum of fish. And Jesus is saying, you're heading back out there to that career, to that business. You're leaving the ministry behind or thinking about it. I want to ask you, do you love me or the fish more? That's a possibility, but I don't think that it's it. Because again, this conversation with Jesus and him asking three times, do you love me, is no doubt connected to the three times Peter denied the Lord. And we look back at that, at what Peter said, and here's what he said in my words. He said, they may leave you, but I'm not going to. They may be offended in you, but I'll never be offended. And what he is saying is, I love you more than they do. And now Jesus, I believe, is saying, do you really? Do you really? And implied in that is this, if you do, you sure haven't been acting like it. I haven't seen the evidence because you have made a mess. And here's what he's saying. He compares love for Jesus, love for God, to love for anything. A comparison is made. Mark 14, 29, he said, oh, they may be offended, but not me. Jesus is saying, do you love me more than fill in the blank? I ask us that question tonight. Do I love him more than anything or anybody? Does he come first? Do I love him more than anything? You see, we sometimes fall to our sinful habits or temptations, not only because we love those things that sin, but also because we not only love those things that sin too much, but we don't love the Lord enough. Our lack of love for him is the reason so many times that we fail him. Oh, Jesus is saying, do you love me more than that? Do you love me more than those? Do you love me more? He's making a comparison. Here's what it says in Matthew 10:37. Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He said, even if you love your own family more than me, you're not my true disciple. And the idea, of course, is the fact that we ought to love our families, our moms, our dads, our family. We ought to love them greatly, but we should not love them more than we love our God. He should come first. The comparison of our love for that or them compared to Him. And so often, as He said, we cannot serve God and mammon. He said, you will hate the one or love the other. That's what I'm saying. Jesus is saying, do you love me more than these? One thing for sure, Jesus proved His love for us. And He did not say it by writing John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He did more than shout from heaven, I love you. He did more than just write us a letter and tell us how much we're special to Him. He showed His love by what He did. He showed His love by going to a cross. He did what we needed because He loved us, still does love us. And that's what He's saying of us. I want you to love me. My first commandment, my first request, my first desire is that you love me. That you love me. Jesus is confronting Peter. He does not belittle him. He does not walk up and say, you really messed up this time, didn't you, boy? You about ready to get right? You sorry for what you've done? No. But He does address him in a very direct way by saying, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Because not just that He's pointing back to Peter's failure, that's a part of it. There's more involved here than just looking in the past. Because Jesus knows what's in the future. And He knows what Peter's going to face in the days and weeks and yes, years ahead. He knows the persecution. He knows the prison. He knows the beatings. He knows what Peter's going to face. And if Peter does better in his future than he's done in his past, there's one thing that's going to make the difference. Loving God. Loving God. So He addressed the main subject here. Are you sure you love me? Because there's trouble ahead. And if you don't make sure you love me, when new trouble comes, you'll be just like the old trouble. You'll fail again. And so it is with us. We need to love Jesus. And guess what? Peter did pretty good. And it wasn't his stubbornness and his grit. It was his love for the Lord. Hudson Taylor, that great missionary, said, the primary qualification for a missionary is a love for Jesus, not a love for lost mankind. I agree with that. There's no doubt He loved us. And now He asks us tonight, do you love me? I thought today about the song, Love of God, that tells us how much He loved us. Oh, that there would be a song written of us that says we love Him so greatly. That's the great question tonight. Do you love Him? Do you love Him with all that's within you? Is it an undivided, unmixed love, a supreme love? If it is, it'll make trials easier. It'll make service better. We can make ourselves serve God. We can make ourselves pray. We can make ourselves witness. We can make ourselves give. But we can't make ourselves love Him. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart and life, by us yielding to Him. Let's stand together.